Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Texans are out there. And, you know, throwing the ball around. How about that? Well, first of all, the deal that Justin Jefferson got, okay, followed by CeeDee Lamb not showing up at Cowboys, mandatory minicamp.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to cost him. That'll cost you. How about Lamar Jackson missing workouts and losing $750,000?
That he complained about getting. Well, not him, but his mom or whatever. Worked and worked. They wanted so much money guaranteed and then available to him. And then he had these and he didn't take them.
Yeah.
Just let $750,000 go.
I mean, just can't be. And he's, listen, they did the deal. It wasn't like the agent didn't tell him. They don't have an agent. They did the deal. They know the deal. They know that he had to show up. It just can't be dumber. So leaving that in the owner's pocket is just can't be dumber. CJ Stroud, okay, a couple of things. Nico got his deal right, and he said he's a generational talent. But he's also got a problem. How are you going to get the ball to all these people, especially when you got Stephon Diggs, who hopefully won't be a problem. But if Stephon Diggs doesn't touch the ball, it could be a problem. How's it going to get distribute all the ball with this talent in an offense?
I get that question a lot from, like, people just walking around just anywhere, an Astro game, whatever. And I'm like, man, it's football. You know, you're open, you get the ball. And my thing is, you got to pick your poison playing this. Like, who are you going to double? Who are you going to cater to? You got five dogs who are able to get the ball in each given play, you know? So I think it's fine. I know Slow has done a great job of being more creative and, you know, has put different personnel packages out there, guys in different positions that going from inside to outside, you know, and, you know, I'm very excited to work with Coach Slow again. He's done amazing so far, you know, OTAs, and will continue to do such.
Somebody's not going to be happy. Somebody's not going to be happy. There is no way you can feed all of these mouths. I did see Joe Mixon running a reverse or a sweep, and mm-hmm. Joe looks like he's still got, you know, you can't tell what it's practice and everything else, but he still looks like he's got a lot of juice left. You've got him. You've got all the wide receivers. You got all the tight ends. By the way, Cade Stover said CJ called him the morning of the draft and told him, we're picking you.
Mm.
Yeah. CJ called him and said,
well, he said he wanted Tank Dell. They got Tank Dell.
Tank Dell. Mm-hmm. He said, we're taking you. Who else is interested in you so that we know who to get in front of? Can't get in front of us.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Stover told him all that stuff. That was neat. It was neat that, I mean, they got a lot of belief in this dude, and for good reason.
Stover's a different guy. He's a farmer. He comes off a farm. It's kind of hard. He's kind of in your face. He's got a little attitude and grit and edge to him. He's a former defensive player, and he's built a little bit different. I actually really like Stover. I watched him on tape, and I'm like, dude, he had 1 year of good offensive production, but that's because he's only played tight end 2 years. But watching him on tape, I even said in my write-up, like, you can't ignore what you see on tape. I think Stover was a really good pick. I'm very, very happy about the potential of playing Stover if he's ready. Stover with Schultz in some 12 personnel. With 12 is one running back, two tight ends. That's the one. The first number is your running back. The second number is always your tight end. So if you hear people say 11 personnel, that's one tight end. That's one running back, one tight end. That means three receivers. 11 personnel packages always mean three receivers. You'll hear 12 a lot. 12 means it's one running back, two receivers. And what we don't see a whole lot is
two tight ends and two receivers.
Two tight ends. I mean, well, we don't see a lot anymore, but sometimes is 21. Which is two running, running back, a fullback, and one.
Well, you might now with Skoronski. Skoronic.
You could, and then 13 is something you'll hear about from time to time.
Would he be considered? Yeah, see, he's going to be a fullback.
Ben Skoronic?
Yeah.
No, he's a.
Well, he lines up as a fullback.
He's very tall, though. I don't know how Slowick. I don't know. He's going to be a special teams guy for sure. He's a big time special teams player. And I think he's going to be, he's a really good blocker. I think they're going to play him some in the slot because it's such a big advantage. Because if you go small on him, he's going to maul him.
Plus, you can put him in motion and him blocking inside.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff. Like, he's a little toy that.
Maybe they should do that instead of Tank blocking inside.
Maybe he is going to have the Tank, the Tank job.
Maybe he'll beat Tank.
Around the goal line, you'll see him there digging out safeties.
Bobby. Maybe we should stop blocking Tank inside.
He's learned. What's wrong? He just told you.
Dell, do you think at any point there could be a problem with all these white tight ends? Is Angel Reese going to be all right with this?
I don't know if she cares.
Is Angel Reese going to be okay white tight ends with the Texans? She didn't say anything about white players.
Is Pat
McAfee?
So did you?
Pat McAfee going to call Cade Stover
white?
A WB?
No, he's not a B. I mean, he's. And by the way, bitch. By the way, they did. Apparently, Caitlin Clark reached out to him or whatever.
Well, his intention, if you listen to the whole thing, his intention.
Oh, man, he couldn't have been more complimentary.
Yeah, his intention was to throw the derogatory term out there that he's assuming everyone's calling her or whatever. So, yeah, now you've done it. Now Cub fan Tim's going to turn.
Well. Yeah, I saw it. Cub fan Timmy's none too pleased with your WNBA talk.
Can you get?
But I'm just worried about Angel Reese. What's her nickname?
That's not my nickname. I didn't give it to
Draymond.
Her.
No. Not already.
Nope.
Not on the last day of HISD.
Don't say it.
Draymond Queen or something?
That wasn't.
No, it was Bayou Barbie at one point, right?
Yeah.
Wasn't her nickname at LSU Bayou Barbie?
Oh, all right. I don't know that. Okay.
The internet has an ugly name, and we're not going to say that. What we're not going to do is say that about sis. Okay?
No.
We're not going to say their name that you
I'm just worried about all these white tight ends we have.
Why are you worried about it?
Well, just
the league
because
is full of white tight ends.
Huh?
The league is full of white tight ends.
Yeah, but I'm just a pushback from this.
What about white corners that are coming up?
That
is becoming a problem.
That is a problem already.
A problem.
Riley Moss, your guy in Miami Dell, Clark.
DeJean.
It's not
Masterson.
Clark. No, it's and not then, his name.
And then Cooper DeJean. DeJean, whatever.
Whatever it is.
Yeah.
Since he's white, is he Cooper DeJean?
I think it's DeJean.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because he's white.
Well, two of them are from Iowa. Where else are they going to come from?
Yeah, right. Right. Well,
Ivy League or
listen,
Iowa.
In Iowa, they have to have white corners.
No one is crazy enough to be running white corners out there in major conferences. Only at Iowa where games go 7-6 and 6-2
Yeah.
And 8-3 You can do that stuff. He's a good player. He's going to be a safety. He's not going to be a corner. Everyone wants to keep him at corner, like to prove a point. Everybody does. Like, see, you get. Yeah, but he's best being Harrison Smith. He's going to be best being a hitter at safety who can cover the corners. If we were so worried about just playing the best football instead of worrying about trying to make a racial point about, see, there's a white corner. Yeah, but he's better safety. I hate saying it. He's a good return guy. He's a good football player. I thought he's a little overrated, if I'm being honest.
Yeah.
I thought he's a second rounder. But
well, we just got to get a whitey out there. Okay. Whitey needed.
You got people who
Whitey
want to call
needed a win
and talk sports, and you're bringing up this white tight end stuff and this Barbie
got all
stuff.
These callers want to talk about stuff, and you want to talk about race and sports.
Yeah, nice job.
Nice job, John.
What's next?
What happened to you? Where did you go?
Well,
again, where'd you go?
We went to Mexico for a weekend. That's all. And
was there a woke conference there?
No, actually, no.
You came back with all this racial. Racial talk and sports.
We got people who want to talk about.
Probably the opposite.
We got people who want to talk about sports.
At least I thought it was until you came back.
And we want to talk about sports, except Gilbert probably wants to talk about picture.
He said Astros.
That's not real. That's not real.
It's just about the picture.
Do you want to get one of these callers in? Or are you going to?
Well,
keep
let's
it on?
Break and we'll get them all.
Can you
we'll
tell
everybody
them,
in on the other
can
side?
Can you tell them by name that you're going to actually go to?
We're
them?
Going to them. TJ, Noel, Gilbert. Is it Noel or Noel? It's a Noel. Is this an Eric thing?
It's probably Noel.
That's what the intern put up there. I don't know.
It might be.
Okay.
We'll see.
John Daspit's first, though.
Yeah, John Daspit is here to take care of personal injury issues. And when there's loss of life, it is a severe punch in the gut for the family. I mean, the emotional strain and stress is horrific. And the only thing that is right there with it is what now happens to the family. What if somebody didn't have a life insurance policy? And unfortunately, John has had to deal with this a lot. People who are in dangerous jobs or people who are in jobs where they have had negligence that have led to loss of life. You have to worry about, for the breadwinners, what is the family going to do? And that's why, that's where John Daspit will step in and fight for you, fight for your rights with the insurance company and work for you. And that happens with people who are not just, there's not just loss of life, but an inability to work the same job or long, long periods off because of the injury that was suffered. That's why you need somebody on your side who is looking out for you and your family, as opposed to just be you being a number and they just want to get a settlement done. They take their commission and they're gone. And you're left high and dry. That's not how John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm work. 12 locations around the state of Texas. They've got more lawyers than anyone else, but so that they can put the amount of time into each case that it deserves. If you have been injured, John Daspit and his lawyers care, and they want to help you. 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW, or go to DaspitLaw.com.
All right, we got phone calls. It's that, if it's Noel, the ladies always go to the front of the line.
But so, what if it's Noel?
If it's Noel, then then it should be TJ. But if it's Noel, we got to go.
Well, there's a guy who's been waiting for over an hour.
Well, that's all right.
He's asleep now anyway. Yeah, he's not awake. He's not awake.
All right.
I just want to let everyone know who's calling in. If you don't want radio hosts dancing around, making you hold for 20 minutes at a time, come to 10 to 12.
Olaleya.
Yeah.
We went yesterday through Dell's rebrand where he changed his name.
Oh, yeah.
He came back
to
the station.
Can we just go to Noel, please?
Yeah, let's go. Let's go to Noel. It's going to be a guy, but that's fine.
All right. Noel.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
What's up?
A little deep voice.
Hey, guys. Long time listener.
Welcome
in. Noel, not Noel.
Yeah, Noel. What's going on, Noel? What do you want to talk about?
Yeah. Don't kill the messenger, but Lance is right about Valdez and Tommy John surgery. Didn't you all forget that last month, Valdez was sidelined by forearm and elbow discomfort? That's a UCL injury symptom.
However,
I just had to ask, why is Dell so hating on Brent Strom? Why? What did he do to you? Just wondering.
Yeah.
Thank you, Noel. Why do you hate on Brent Strom? Why did you call him the butcher yesterday?
I think people have a problem when someone speaks truth to power, and that's all I'm doing. All you have to do is look at the trends. Brent Strom, while he was here, great. He revolutionized the way the Astros pitched. We saw the success. The young pitchers who came up extended the Astros' run. Little-known guys like Javier Urquidy, we know the deal. Fromber as well. But there's a cost. And the cost was the butcher implementing his strategies. And you're seeing the after effects. I'm just simply speaking to the trends. That's all. I don't dislike Brent Strom. It got the team two titles. I'll take it. I hope all their arms fall off.
I hope all their arms fall
what?
Off?
It just means that they're going to win again, right?
No, and then they're all going to be out for 2 years, basically. Because the Astros never go directly to the knife. You know what I'm doing? Proactive. If I feel any forearm tightness, immediately to the knife. I'm going under surgery.
Noel thinks I have a problem with Brent Strom.
Yeah, you do.
I don't.
Yeah.
If you ain't butchering, you ain't trying.
That's not. No one put that on a T-shirt or hashtag.
Wayne
or
Graham.
Wayne Strom. Augie Garrido. I love them all.
College baseball managers don't care.
All right, TJ, let's get him in here. Hey, TJ.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
How we doing, TJ?
Hey, I've been a long time listening. Hey, Johnny G, man, I thought you was a man of the people.
I am.
The last time we had a storm, you turned into Johnny Cruz, and this time you turn into Johnny Cruz again. Mm-hmm. The city been going through, and you take off the Mexico.
Yeah.
The last time you took off the San Cabos. What's up with that?
This is all true.
What you doing?
This is all true.
We got hurricanes.
We got Ted Cruz Granado. TJ's right. We got hurricanes, we got tornadoes, we got floods, and you get in a plane as soon as it gets bad.
That's
take
not
off.
It. I had this John plan Cruz. For years. My brother has a timeshare there, and we went.
We can
down
help him get out of that
and
with
had
that commercial.
A wonderful. I know you can. You can.
That
but
guy has
it,
a commercial.
It was the 25th year of it.
Of it's the timeshare.
This was the last year. And he finally invited me. I was like, "Hey, it took you 25 years to invite me down to this timeshare."
Well, hold on. TJ, did you have something else you want to talk about before he crushed John for not being a man of the people? Go ahead.
I am a man of the people.
Before I curse, I just had a quick question. I noticed they were saying yesterday Tyreek Hill want to re-up his deal after everybody. I think it's after CD signed. He wants to be the top player again. And I know everybody, hey, don't pay him. But the NFL, you can't hide the money that you're making. I mean, sooner or later, that's just the cost of doing business. You're going to have to pay these players. You want them to play on Wednesdays. Then you want them to play on Thursdays. You can't hide money. And the players know that you got it. Hey, if I'm there, I ain't taking no discount. I want all mine because I know when my time comes, you're going to cut me loose. And what do you think about the Christian McCaffrey deal that he signed yesterday?
Yeah, I wanted to bring that up when you said that. This is really a deal that I think is a standalone deal. I don't think it's going to have much of an impact on the NFL for now. But Christian McCaffrey, what TJ's referring to is Christian McCaffrey. They gave him a deal, a 2-year deal. Not long after the deal was done, Adam Schefter found out it averages $19 million over the 2 added years. Now, we have to see how much of that is really going to go in his pockets. But in addition to the 2 extra years, the Niners added $8 million over what McCaffrey was scheduled to make in 2024 and 2025 while adding $24 million in guarantees. So in other words, they're paying him now, but they're also adding to his contract. They're giving him more money on this new contract towards his old contract. They're paying him cash up front now, and then they're adding more years on it, and we'll have to see how viable that is or whether or not that number goes so high that he becomes, you know, eventually a cap casualty. What we do know is there are no other running backs that are even in this market of making this kind of money. Saquon Barkley found that out. A lot of these guys are finding out.
Okay, I was going to ask you, do you think he's worth it?
I think specifically for the Niners, probably yes.
Yeah.
Specifically, I think it's a case-by-case basis. Very few players. He is a touchdown scorer, a primary running back, and a very dangerous pass catcher. Can you think of other guys? You have to be a three-down back nowadays to even consider this.
So Ayuk is going to make more. Is he more important to the 49ers?
No, but he plays a position that makes more.
Yeah, right.
It's harder to find.
But in reality, I'd rather have on my team Christian McCaffrey and another wide receiver.
Oh, yeah, right. You can go find another Ayuk.
Yeah.
The same way you – this is what's interesting. The same way you can find more running backs, you can actually find more wide receivers,
too. There's a lot of good wide receivers.
This idea of paying everybody $25 to $30 million a wide receiver, there's going to be teams who say, we're just not going to – the Green Bay Packers forever drafted guys in the second round. Ballard with the Colts doesn't draft wide receivers in the first round. Elliot Wolf doesn't believe in drafting wide receivers in the first round because he came from – and he's the GM at New England because he came from Ron Wolf. You know, his dad was Ron Wolf with the Packers. There's some people who believe – the concept is wide receivers are like running backs. You can find them. Now, when you get a special one, I think you need to pay a special receiver because they're just too important to the quarterback. Just too important to the quarterback. But with that said, John, I think McCaffrey, for what they do and helping them try to win it because they're close to a tie, would it be worth it for the Panthers? Of course not if he was still there. Of course it wouldn't be worth it. But now with a team close to a Super Bowl and a guy who's that dynamic – you're probably – Ayuk is going to be gone, is my guess, and you'll pay McCaffrey and you'll pay Debo and you'll let Ayuk walk.
Would you pay Debo before Ayuk? I don't know.
Maybe. I mean, what makes both those guys
Ayuk,
really
– Debo you can use in the backfield, so there's he's special.
See,
I would
probably keep Ayuk and let Debo walk.
That's what I would do.
Because Debo is also injury – he's got injury issues. And Ayuk can run more routes down the field. Debo, if you get away from the short run and catch stuff and you go to just wide receiver stuff, Debo's very average. And he was coming out of college. He's not a separator. But what makes him special is when the ball's in his hands, forget about it. That guy is a really terrific running back when the ball's in his hands. But so was Ayuk. He's a run and catch. They don't give it to him out of the backfield. They throw him the ball, and then he's a run after catch guy. And I think if you look at what Kyle Shanahan's done, you can start to see what some of the, you know, what some of the trends of the league are going to be. The run after catch guys have a great deal of importance in the league now, but I don't see, you know, Jahmyr Gibbs, Detroit drafted him. Everyone thought it was a terrible draft pick where they got him from a value standpoint, but he's a matchup player. He's a guy like Christian McCaffrey who you can give the ball to. He can have explosive plays. He's basically Alvin Kamara. The guys who got paid are Alvin Kamara, who can beat you out of the backfield. It was Christian McCaffrey. And like Derrick Henry, you know, you'll get money for a certain amount of time, but then that's it. And you can only get a certain amount. And the league is getting to the point where if you're a first and second down pounder, you really are going to be limited on what you can make.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Josh, I think Josh Jacobs is a really good back, and he can catch the ball too. He got a contract, a good contract, but he ain't breaking the bank. And so I don't think whatever Christian McCaffrey gets, I don't think it's going to leak over to other running backs, personally.
No, I don't either. No, I don't either. He's a different deal. You know what? If I'm a GM, I'm like, you ain't Christian McCaffrey. Sorry. 827 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. You see, we go to the phone calls. Lazy J, you're first up on the other side. I've talked about this earlier, and I got to talk about it again because some of you might not have been listening. Brinkman, B-R-I-N-K-M-A-N-N, Brinkman Quality Roofing, okay? BrinkmanQuality.com. Remember that. Two N's on the end of Brinkman. If you haven't done anything with your roof in years, if you haven't looked at it, if you haven't updated, if you haven't had somebody come up there and walk around, check it out, give you a clean bill of health on it, okay? My buddy did it about a month and a half ago or so. And he said, no, they had some work to do. There was some work up there that they had to do. And now I've got the papers that prove to the insurance company that it was, my roof was in perfect shape. So now, should anything happen, I've got proof with those papers. I've got them in my possession that says, nope, you owe me. If you don't do anything to your roof, they could come there and say, well, look how shiny these shingles are. You haven't replaced this, okay? You got water damage because you didn't maintain your roof. You've got to maintain your roof. If you don't, you will pay the price when you try to collect on insurance. Let Brinkman come and make sure that your roof is in good shape. 281-480-7663, 281-480-7663, or BrinkmanQuality.com.
ESPN 97.5.
Brewster's Men's Grooming Center has what you need for your dads and grads. Whether it's a special scalp treatment, signature shave, or if undecided, a gift card, which are on sale now. Located in West U, Tanglewood, and Cinco Ranch. Book online at roostersmcg.com.
13 years ago, Veritex Community Bank opened its doors with the intention to serve others and grow the community. Over 40,000 customers choose the bank with truth in its name. Wouldn't you like to experience truth in Texas banking? Join Team Veritex today. Member FDIC.
Hey, listeners, the Varsity Sports Show is on Sunday mornings from 9 to 10 on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Join us as we feature all Houston, all hour. We'll talk to coaches, players, journalists, and featuring Vipe Media's Matt Malatesta to bring you the Vipe Sports Report. Start your Sunday off with a smile with the Varsity Sports Show, 9 to 10 a.m. on ESPN Radio 97.5 and 92.5. Houston.
Eric was way behind on his taxes.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS, almost $15,000. I tried to make payments.
The IRS wasn't satisfied with Eric's efforts, so they came after him full force.
They're coming to put a lien and a hold on all my income, my home, my car. I was just overwhelmed at what to do.
Then Eric called Optima Tax Relief.
When Optima Tax got involved, the calls would stop, the threats would stop. It was easy, like, 1, 2, 3.
Optima Tax Relief is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, and their team of expert tax professionals took care of Eric's problem.
I owe $15,000, and now my debt is clean. I don't owe anything.
Take Eric's advice.
If you have a tax problem, you need to call Optima Tax now.
Call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-890-0144. 800-890-0144. 800-890-0144.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Yesterday, Dell was telling people about his plumbing problems and how Aqueduct Plumbing can save him and save you. I'm going to tell you right now, they saved me by coming in and actually redoing a job that someone else had done from my sink. And my sink was just kept, you know, I kept having a problem with backing up. I thought, wow, are we putting grease in here? What's going on? They looked down there with a camera, and I got worst case scenario. It was what they found is it was, and they had to dig up part of the yard to find this. It was graded. It wasn't graded properly, meaning it wasn't slanted properly so that it would take all the, you know, the waste out to tie it into the line that the city has. And so what they had to do was dug it up. They cut the line to see what's going on with the line. Sure enough, it had bellied, which means it had flattened out. And so we weren't getting the type of the carriage to the city line we were supposed to get. So they had to re-slant everything, regrade it, and they got it done. It was something that was a job that was a big job, but they got it done at a fair price. And more than anything, you know, they were transparent in the entire thing. And if you are having work, remodeling work done, and you need to have gas lines moved, water lines moved, let them do it. Let them come in there and give you the price on that. And don't forget, Aqueduct Plumbing Company, they're not going to charge you to come out and isolate and tell you what the problem is. They just want to tell you what it is. And if you want to use them, then great. But John and I highly recommend Aqueduct Plumbing Company. Go to the website and find out all the work that they can do for you. AqueductPlumbingCompany.com.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Hi, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Get in call, so if you want to get in, 713-780-3776. Let's go. Get in here. Oh, I forgot. I got a thought on yesterday. And something I learned this weekend that I forgot to bring to the table.
What?
But I will. Lazy J. What you got, Lazy J?
Hey, good morning, fellas. How y'all doing?
Good, man.
Yeah, I want to get in and talk about C.J. Stroud. I know Dell said he wanted to hear somebody that's not a non-Texan fan get their insight on C.J. Stroud. Man, from one light skin to another, he need to go sit his light skin and ass down somewhere, man. He's doing all these podcasts, talking all this hot mess. I heard Lance earlier was talking about, oh, he don't like Draymond doing all these podcasts.
But that's right.
C.J. Stroud is doing the same thing. All he's doing is talking. Like, he's talking like he won a championship or something. I mean, I think the record was 9-8 last year. I'm guessing 10 wins,
offensive rookie of the year, Lazy J.
Okay. And y'all beat Cleveland? Y'all beat Deshaun Watson? It's like every year y'all have a playoff game. One or two playoff games?
Deshaun Watson wasn't there.
Okay, what I'm saying, though, he maybe taught his quarterback, hey, I still ride for the city, you know what I'm saying? I still got to go there in the summertime, let him get a W, man. So it's like, come on, man. He's going to get humbled this year. I want to get y'all guys thoughts. What's the over and under that the Colts hurt him in the first game or the second game? The linebackers take him out, take his head off. Love the show, guys.
No. See, you're just a bad person.
Yeah, this is why we don't care about their opinions.
I hope,
this is why we don't care about their opinions, Dale.
I hope Dak loses a toe.
Oh, is he a Cowboy fan?
Yeah.
I believe so. Of course. He's a LeBron fan, a Cowboy fan, a Real Madrid fan.
Trying to take the easy way.
Straight bandwagon, we know.
Yeah.
Those are super bandwagons. Is that like a five-year deal?
Remember, he called
in yesterday. Does Dak have type 2 diabetes?
Who?
Dak.
What?
I don't know. He wants CJ hurt.
Oh, you want him to lose a toe. Okay. I don't know that to be the case. Hopefully.
I said whole foot.
A whole foot. I don't know if Lazy J should be the prime example of non-Texan fans and their thoughts on CJ Stroud, because Lazy J is a straight hater. I would know. It's my bag. But CJ has talked a lot. He's on podcasts. He had Tank Dell on with him. I forgot what's called, like the $1 million
of game
podcast. So yeah. CJ's doing the rounds. I would imagine some fans are like, all right, man, enough out of you. but for us, it's cool because he'll give us content and he's a good quarterback. But other people are probably tired of him already.
I could certainly see it. I can see it. And he has done a lot of talking.
Well, hold on. What has he said that's outrageous? He's given his opinion on players. Actually, every time he counters Micah Parsons, everyone, he's saying the smart thing.
Well, he's not always.
What has he said? He was a fan of Matt Stafford.
That's a specific moment. He's directly challenged the Colts and talked about them and what they want to do to him and his response to that. Look, it's just all talking. The football will matter, but if you are not a fan of the Texans and you see him talking all the time, It's how football works.
You're a hater or a racist? Which one?
Okay.
Make your pick.
I think people.
Are you a hater or a racist? Which one if you don't like CJ Stroud?
I think people would choose hater over racist.
Well, Lazy J is white.
He said light skin.
He said he's light skin.
He's a light skin like CJ, and he says he should sit his light ass down. So there it is.
There it is. That's what CJ told him?
No, that's what Lazy J just said.
Is Lazy J allowed to say that?
Lazy J said, talking about his light skin?
He said, I'm a light skin just like him, so he should sit his light ass down.
No. No. Hey, Lazy J, you sit your light ass down.
You love it when light skin go after light skin.
I don't really take it into account. They can fight, but I just know
they talk a lot. Why do you hate light skin so bad?
I don't hate them. I just say CJ's the epitome of one.
CJ Stroud?
Look at all the talking he's doing.
But he backs it up with offensive rookie of the year.
Well, he did the talking.
That's basically on par with MVP.
He did the talking after the
man, I'm sorry, our quarterback is confident and knows football.
It's fine. I just pointed out that you, as a Texans fan, are going to like what he says, and other people won't. That's how it works in sports.
Yeah, pretty much. That's it. Let's get Gilbert in here. He's been waiting to talk about the Astros. Hey, Gilbert.
Hey, how you doing, gentlemen? Welcome back, John. I'll meet you.
Yeah, thank you, Gilbert. I missed you, too. Hey, did Lance bring over that picture with Nicole?
No, not yet.
Oh.
But it got there.
And not here yet. It's not here yet.
That's not possible.
Oh, my God.
Your mom threw it away.
What are you doing to me, Lance?
What?
Lance, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
We're going to bring my picture with you.
Bro, I'm not bringing it. I mailed it off. I mailed it off, and you need to talk to your mom. Because
I'm not here yet anyway. What do I have to do?
I don't know. I mailed it. Esme was supposed to mail it, at least. I did not go to the post office. I did it through the radio station. Mail comes up, and they pick it up. But I put it out there last week. Now, I'm waiting on mail as well that was mailed off last week, and I haven't gotten it. So maybe you are correct in that. But also, I would be careful about your mom throwing away letters.
How many women have you blamed in the last 2 minutes?
Mm-hmm. What'd you say? I want it like hell? Did you say I want it like hell?
I'm going to go to a nursing home. I want a picture on you, Nicole. Can I ask you something, Lance?
Yeah.
Give her my address anyway, okay?
Give her your address. And that's for her to
you come over?
Why does she need your address?
So you can mail her the picture for me anyway.
Okay, well.
You anyway.
I already did, but we'll just.
Well, you as a middleman can't be trusted.
Yeah,
we'll see what happens.
You can't be trusted because I thought you and Nicole were going over there.
Oh,
okay, that's what I heard.
Boy.
That's what, and then all of a sudden, as I mailed it,
that was true.
Okay,
did Colleen I never sign said that? I was going did over Colleen there? You said that.
Did Colleen sign that?
Colleen put she personalized it.
With what?
Hey, Gilbert, what's up? Just like said, thanks for being a big fan. That's what it said. So I can't. There's nothing I can do about this.
If we did
this.
A handwriting comparison,
it's all typed. It's all typed.
Okay.
It's all typed out.
She typed it on a picture.
Mm-hmm. Colleen Wolf typed a Gilbert here. Gilbert,
y'all need to stop.
Love that you're a big fan.
Y'all seriously need to stop. This.
She typed a message on a picture.
Yes.
That doesn't seem likely.
Yes.
Who types on a picture?
Well, Gilbert's not going to be able to read it if it's scribbled.
Well,
right? It's a small picture.
She probably has fine handwriting.
Gilbert, seriously, you need to ask your mom. Tell your mom, don't throw anything away that comes from me. Because she might.
I can't throw nothing to give to you, you know?
But I throw away. When my kids get college stuff, I throw it away because I know this isn't happening.
That's a waste.
Like, oh, look, here's something
a waste of a tree.
Oh, look, here's something from Swarthmore, one of the 25 hardest schools to get into.
No.
Trash.
Oh, trees.
What if she thinks that this is like something from Chase Bank or they're trying to give Gilbert Liu a credit card and she just rips it up and Colleen Wolf is in there? That's not my fault if that happens.
Why are you so hard on me?
What?
Why is he so hard on me anyway?
Yeah.
Don't tell me no.
Gilbert,
I've waited.
You have waited.
Can't you be nicer?
Hold on. Gilbert, you're right. I have.
You're
very
aggressive.
Waited. No, you have waited and waited and waited. I actually finally get the picture out. I can't do anything about the mail system. Like, the postal carriers, I've got nothing that I can do with them. I have put it in the mail.
Check the pool room again, see if
yeah,
I'll
check it, but I'm also maybe giving you the phone number for Esme so you can start calling
you know,
her and find out what happened.
To avoid all this, just drop the picture off yourself.
Yeah, but I got a lot going on.
What do you have going on?
What are you talking about?
You don't have draft stuff. On. What are you doing?
It's just stuff at my house I have to do. I have to do my honey-do list.
Honey-do list.
Yeah. I got a lot of stuff. Like, I had to go to Home Depot for things.
Ah.
I got a power washer to... You know, for my patio, a lot of stuff that's going on.
When you say stuff,
many things are many, being done.
When many you say things.
Stuff, you know, when you say stuff over and over again, we know you're lying.
Yeah. No. Why do you got to be so hard on Gilbert? Yeah, Why can't you just get on the picture?
Gilbert, I did not mean to be hard on you. It's just that I can't. I mailed out the thing. John's making it worse, Gilbert. If we're being honest, and so is Dell. But I mailed out. I mailed this out. I can't do any. I'll check again to see if Esme did her job. Which she did.
Is there anyone else that's to blame?
Hold on. Esme gave me an envelope and a stamp. It was already ready to go. So I put it in there. I put a piece of paper. I folded it in paper. I put it in there. I put Gilbert Liu. I put his address that Dell gave me, and that's that. So right now, your beef is with the post office, USPS. It's not with me. Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah. Never mind. Get him this picture. Don't tell me how big the waves are. Bring
you're doing
the ship
a lot of
in.
Talking. All he's looking for is a picture.
Yeah, that's all I want is my picture.
I sent it. There's nothing. It's out of my control now.
Okay.
It's beyond my control, as John Malkovich.
He allegedly says he sent it. Maybe you can get another one, Gilbert, if this one doesn't work out.
It's unlikely.
Okay, you get another one. All
right. That's fine. A44. That's fine. How does that sound? I don't know. That's fine.
Okay.
It's Gilbert, still okay, on my Gilbert. Plate. I try to get it off my plate. I try to get the file out of my docket, out of my court docket. I try to get the case closed. And what happens? The case is reopened. There was a mistrial, and we're going to run it back.
Oh, God. On further appeal, Gilbert
the
wins.
It's now been kicked down to the appellate court, which is also in my court.
You had an
I've
option.
I've got the standard, and I'm also the appellate judge.
You
as
had
well.
The option of simply delivering it yourself.
Yeah. Back on my, you know,
you could have brought it
true.
Yourself, and it would have been over.
But I brought him stuff before, oh, in God. Person, rung his doorbell, no one came, I dropped it off, I did all of that, and I still got blamed
you
for not,
rang
like,
and ran.
No, I waited.
No,
I waited.
Didn't.
Yes,
no.
I did. I
you
said,
went.
Gilbert,
ding
Gilbert,
dong.
No, his ring
ding
camera,
ditch.
No, his
ditch.
Ring camera came on, and I'm like, Gilbert, and his mom's probably sitting there like, ugh, like scared because yeah. some crazy person's dropping a mug off, and I got a mug, I put it down, I said, okay, it's right here, and I leave, and then I get blamed, but what, you didn't do that, and I said, go look outside. He looks outside, it's there, and somehow it was my fault that I didn't, like, go inside of his house.
I can't wait for Gilbert to go, it's on site anyway, next time he sees you.
Yeah, he goes, you just give me another picture. How does that sound? Yeah, y'all missed the part where he goes, how does that
sound? No, we
sound?
Heard no. that. That's
it
why we started laughing.
Terrible. It was hard enough to get the first one done.
Make sure he gets his picture. That's all he's saying.
Will he go? I only hope that picture stays in transit. I want to see how pissed Gilbert gets. Will he go Ugath or
Why are
Bina?
You being so hard on me? Like,
will
what?
He go
what?
Ugath
being...
or Bina on you?
He's not going to take a hatchet from me. The guy can't even go to events anymore.
Nope. Hey, Ugath or Bina, Sling Blade, people think Gilbert's about to go off on you. All right.
Well, it did. Sling Blade got...
Uh-uh.
Yeah, they called it a casual. I understand you got my picture. No, the picture's coming. They said the mail wouldn't carry my picture to me. Maybe you ought to come out there with Nicole and bring out there and take a picture with me. He's not Sling Blade,
hopefully.
He's
or
not
Ugath
Carl.
Or Bina.
No, definitely not. He's not Carl.
All right.
They say them French fried potatoes.
What if he needs a grill? Where should he go?
Well, listen. You got to buy your own, although I could get a big discount for you. Listen, I can get you a big discount, Gilbert, and anyone else. If you sign up to be in the club, which is a special membership pricing, there's no strings attached. It's just an email. It just keeps you in touch with the latest offers they have and any kind of specials and pricing they have. Why would you not want that? Just go to 975grills.com, sign up to be in the club, and then when they have special discounts on Weber griddles or Traeger wood pellet grills or, you know, any of the great names they have, they got the badass pizza oven they have. They've got absolutely everything there. I've been using Texas Star Grill Shop since about 2009, and I've watched their growth, and it's been incredible. They now have multiple locations all over Houston, and it is absolutely the place. They've got meat there. They've got seasonings. They've got championship rubs, marinades, and everything that you can imagine, from pizza stones to high-quality meat thermometers, which is really the key to cooking perfect, to grilling perfectly every single time out. And of course, the actual Big Green Egg and every big brand you've ever heard of, only they've got it for less than everyone else. You can't beat their prices. So assembly and delivery is going to be part of free assembly and delivery when you're a member of the club as well. Just make sure that you check out 975grills.com for any and all barbecuing needs. It's Texas Star Grill Shop.
From my heart, how we won, how we lost, how we came, how we saw, throw it all, ash and backs.
All right, so things I learned this weekend. Well, one thing I learned yesterday, it is literally easier to come in this country illegally than it is through customs. It takes less time. It was an hour long wait.
No way.
It was an hour.
Getting back from customs?
Going through customs.
Going through
here.
Really?
Yeah. In Houston.
Well, me and my wife race out of. You can tell the people who know what's up because the pace that they're moving is unbelievable, because you don't want to be late to that line. Because once you are, you're cooked.
No. Well, it didn't. Like, three flights got in at the same time.
Oh, that's the worst.
The worst. I was like, next time, we're coming through El Paso. Okay. We're just walking
in. And then you're just driving.
We're just walking in.
Okay? Driving to 10 hours.
Right.
You ain't got that dog in you. You ain't got that dog. You ain't coming through El Paso.
I'm coming through El Paso. That's what I'm doing. Next time. Okay? It was just unbelievable. Unbelievable. You make sure you go to the bathroom on the plane right before you land so that you don't have to worry about that, because it ain't good. Holy crap. That was ridiculous. 713-780-3776. The Astros won. They won both games. They've got this afternoon going at it once again, and we got our best pitcher on the mound. So I predict a sweep here today. There's Renault Blanco going against Mikolas. Mikolas. We got a Greek, Miles Mikolas, on the mound. All right, we got a Greek against our best pitcher. So that's a little troublesome. A 1 o'clock game here against the Cardinals. So let's go. Let's watch a little baseball. Play a little poker. I don't know what we're going to do.
Yeah, let's all do that.
Let's all do that. Play a little poker. Let's go. The positives that we've seen since I've been gone. Well, one of the negatives is Kyle Tucker. You know, almost the same exact thing he did last year. You remember he went down. He was out for a few days because he did the same exact thing. And the fall was almost identical. They had it back. They had it side by side. Mm-hmm. He did it last May. It was in May last year. To this year, it's in June. He fouled one off. Was on crutches the next day. Mm-hmm. He's walking around on crutches, but he should be back. They don't have to DL him. They don't have to IL him. Other things that we should, okay. Is it me? Or is at any point did you think, okay, let's look at the box score. I want you to look at this lineup. Altuve, followed by Bregman, followed by Alvarez, followed by Jake Myers. At what point, at any time of Jake Myers' career up until yesterday, did we think Jake Myers would be our cleanup hitter?
At no point.
At 0 point.
It's a ballsy move by Joe Espada. However, Drake's been hitting well. You move Bregman up in the lineup. He's really made a lot of changes up and down that lineup, sliding guys up and down. Throw anything
against the wall, see if it sticks.
Yeah, it's fine. I typically like a little bit more static lineups because guys know where they're hitting or whatever. But at the same time, if this is the norm, then at least let it follow along the lines of how they're playing. And he's done that. I mean, Yainer Diaz has been hitting Yainer Diaz has hit fourth and ninth.
And he's not catching a lot either, by the way. Caratini's getting a lot of catches. And, oh, by the way, Caratini's homering a lot. Caratini's doing a nice job. We've got a pretty damn good situation. Yainer had not been hitting, and I think it's in large part because of what, you know, we still talked about this before the year started. Mm-hmm. He's going to be concentrating a lot on catching. And as much as we've made fun of it, Dusty might have done us a favor. As an everyday guy, after Yainer got a couple of days off, he's homered in back-to-back games. Mm-hmm. Maybe he's not a guy that can catch every day and still produce.
I don't care. Like, the faster he plays first base, the better. But because the fact is, you want Yordan DHing more times than not. So the faster he learns to play first base, the better. We'll see if they start to do that some this year. I just feel like they've got a chance to, you know, for him to be a catcher, and I think to be a first baseman, and I think the sooner you do that, the better. I kind of like Caratini. I think Caratini's better behind the plate.
He's better at framing pitches, that's for sure.
Well, now we saw Fromber goes rogue and Caratini's his guy. Caratini with Verlander. So is Caratini like guaranteed two out of five as far as the starting rotation going forward?
Yeah. At least 2 out of 5.
Yeah.
And then Yainer, and you might go 3 out of 5 and Yainer DHs.
Possibly, yeah.
Yeah. Yainer might only be out there 3 times. Maybe it is that Yainer needs more time off. With a couple of days off, Yainer came out and just smoked a couple balls. And he had homered since April before that. So him going back to back is huge, huge. And the other good news, Jose Abreu's hitting over 100. And his OPS is over 330.
That's not good news.
Well, his OPS is over 330.
Yeah.
It has gone drastically up.
What is higher, Altuve's on base or Abreu's OPS?
Abreu's OPS?
No.
Okay, good.
Altuve, 343. His is higher. Yeah. Although he is his OPS is higher than Dubon's on base, so that's a good thing.
Do you think it's a problem there are more breaks in our show than hits for him this year? There are more breaks per show than hits for him this year.
We got a lot of breaks, but...
Well...
He should have more.
Yeah, he should have more hits.
He should have more. Larry Zerline on a mobile is here, wants to talk about Jake Myers batting in the cleanup hole. Hey, Larry...
First of all, how does the kid not know how to spell Zerline that answers the phone? I mean, GD, doesn't he know how to spell Zerline?
Should be damn it to hell is actually the way.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Secondly, Lance, I've been telling you all year Myers is moving up. He's going to be batting cleanup. He's going to lead the leadoff. Altuve's going to get bumped down. Myers is our center fielder in the future. You guys don't listen.
Dad, you never said that. But you did say, well, seems like he's hitting a whole lot better this year. You did acknowledge that.
Listen, Myers is... Listen, get rid of Bregman, get rid of Tucker. Myers is the future of the Astros.
This is not Larry Zerline. No, this is not him.
For 2 years.
This is not him. I can tell because of what he said. That was a dead giveaway. Everything else sounded exactly like it. Be my dad, except for that.
I know it's not your dad. That's not your dad.
It's not what he would say.
My wife and I have a... it's so... Well, I don't know if we should... If I should say it. If there's ever kidnappers... You know, like on the other side, holding her hostage, all she has, I'll know it if she says, we have to get a dog. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I'll know she's in danger.
Okay.
That's her safe word. That's her safe phrase. We have to get a dog. You know what I think? We should get a dog. And then I'll have to call the police right away. I know that's not your dad because I've been telling you, Lancey. We got to have Jake Myers in the cleanup spot.
That's not him.
I knew it wasn't Larry.
Well, you know it's not me. If someone's, we got down, you say we want proof of life. And someone goes, I really want to. I really want to have a kid.
Kid,
you know it's not.
That's
me.
Not you.
Or you know what? Marriage is a great idea. Once again, you know that's not Dell on the other line.
How smart is that? They're getting married.
Yeah,
we would know that.
Oh, by the way,
these light skinned players are really good.
No, that's not Dell. I don't.
That's for sure not you.
That's the difference between.
That's for sure not you.
That's the difference.
You. That's different.
I know that men of lighter complexion are good players.
Are they good people?
Yeah, I'm sure they're great people. I just don't want to hear them speak.
I wonder what. No, here's his.
What?
I wonder
you
what,
think they're reckless?
I wonder what that light skinned guy's thinking.
No,
we know.
I'll never say that.
I'll never say that.
I kind of know what he's thinking, and it's reckless.
Okay, there's that. One positive is me not being here was I didn't have to wish Dell happy birthday yesterday.
Oh. No one really did.
No one did
because he kept it a secret.
Mr. Gow's. It's David Gow's birthday too.
Well, now it's my birthday because I spend more time in the building.
Well, yeah, but did anybody wish you happy birthday?
No, I'm thankful. I don't tell people. I'm not interested in all that. Eventually, a listener let Lance know, so I did get some happy birthdays from people who heard Lance let everyone know.
Well, I was just glad I didn't have to.
I'm not doing it today because it's over.
Was it a disappointing day? It was a great day because I didn't have to hear happy birthday from people.
Because it just meant you breathed another year.
Yeah, great. I managed to stay alive. Now, some people don't, so and RIP to them. But, all I did was live.
That's easy. That's it.
Congratulate me for living.
I'm going to congratulate you if you – listen, these guys who got suspended from Major League Baseball for gambling are so stupid, okay? They can't – I don't even want them on my bookie, okay? What I want you to do is
– They do.
They do.
Based on that winning percentage I saw, they do.
They need to stop altogether. Okay, they're really, really bad at it. Okay, 4% winning percentage? That's awful. You need to not gamble ever. But you know what? I want you to win. And my bookie, they don't care if you win. They like you to win. You know what they do? They give you more money to play with. It's ridiculous. It's so unbelievable how different it is at my bookie. When you sign up the first time, they're going to match or they're going to give you a percentage of match, a bonus play for you. In a lot of instances, it's 50% that you get more. They're so good, so good at MyBookie. There's so much to do, so many plays, live in-game betting. They've got everything you could possibly want, casino gambling, where you can watch live dealers deal you the cards, whatever game it is that you want to play. It doesn't matter what it is. You're looking for the best place to win, play, win, and get paid. MyBookie.ag, promo code BET975. MyBookie.ag, promo code BET975.